Hi guys, welcome back to yet another episode of Tenacious Minds podcast. And I know that there has been a very long break since the last episode was launched, and I just checked the date. It was on 23rd of May 2022. And before that, we were trying to cover the Russia-Ukraine war. And the last episode which I had was a symposium in which I called on to a MBA candidate who was selected, who had got shortlisted for IIM Bangalore, and she was waiting for her admission to get completed and things like that. So I mean, the main struggle which this channel is going through is more like giving it a thought, more like giving it a face. So basically, when we started this channel, the main intent of creating this channel was to have it as a go-to platform, more like Joe Rogan experience. For example, if you are going out on a walk, you're going out having some physical activities, or you are just dusting around your home and just cleaning around your house, so at that time you can just tune in into this podcast channel and go through what this channel is covering. So we tried having discussions, but I've seen that the scope of this whole channel got totally limited to international relations and geopolitics and whatnot, because that's where the natural leaning of my mindset or my thought process was heading towards. But during the COVID period also, whatever topics were buzzing, we were trying to cover those as well. So I had also tried bringing in or onboarding some of the doctors in allopathy and homeopathy, and getting their views on their own way of practicing medicine, and what were their thoughts on the vaccines. And more than that, the only complaint which I have with my own channel is that it is not that comprehensive the way we wanted it to. And since then, my whole personal life had gone through many changes, particularly after May 2022. I mean, it was a series of good events and bad events into the personal life. There were good two marriages. There were there was witnessing of a death as well, and also some ups and downs into the personal lives, and also getting back into the routine of and joining a firm for my full-time job. So it all started in January 2023, and since then I'm an active employee in the company called Deloitte Consultancy. And then it was another roller coaster there within the work life. So now I also have something called as work life, the personal life, and the professional life. And in the meantime, the thing which we forgot was to actually cover our own hobbies and interests as well, to give them the due time, to give them the due I would say due efforts which are generally needed. Because when you say that you want to create a podcast, you want to create an episode, it is not just limited to just coming up to your laptop and opening your mic and speaking what you have in your mind. You have to have consolidated data. You have to have a good amount of research. You have to have a good amount of going through documentaries, articles, data, tables, line charts, and whatnot. So that's how one podcast episode gets curated with time, and you curate the whole script of the podcast into the main points, which will bring out the most curated, most crisp episode which the people have ever witnessed. So that's how generally the thought was. Another thing which I was thinking as to what face should Tenacious Minds podcast have. So it should not be definitely not limited to international relations and geopolitics. Internal security as a topic is also a good thing to be explored. I would like to explore other dimensions into that and bring that on to our line of episodes. And I have some good friends, so I was thinking of collaborating with them, bringing them and onboarding them to have their own kind of series in which they talk about their own niche topics. So one good friend of mine is also into football, so we are also thinking of creating a football series in which he will be discussing his own thoughts as to what is going on with the current football leagues, like Champions League, Premier League, Italian League, and FIFA and whatnot. And there has also been a good amount of changes into the view or in the atmosphere of our whole country. Let it be the G20 summit, which is going on at its peak right now, and it's a good thing for India to have its presidentship, and holding events like G20 also has an ulterior and a better and a greater intent. So we'll try to discuss that as well, but it's more like there was Karnataka elections also, which was worth discussing, but it's just that good amount of topics, good amount of people having good amount of knowledge were not coordinated with the podcast channel at the right time. So it's more like the show must go on, and the only intent of getting ahead with this channel is to expand its horizons, expand its level of panelists, expand the level of guests, onboard the different variety of people sharing different kind of backgrounds, have them on our panel and share their own thoughts. So it's more like a hobby, a personal pursuit which should be given its due course of efforts and time. So that's how it will go on, and that's how I think we'll be going ahead with this channel. So other than that, the first thought which came into my mind was giving it a makeover of a new logo, a new tagline, and a new platform or things like that, because the current podcast which I'm having, it is being hosted on Anchor, and the only wrong benefit which the Anchor is taking from me is giving me a good platform to host my podcast channel, but there is the feature of monetization which is not available in our area, that is in Asia, in India. So soon we would be exploring other avenues as well. Also, I had many other podcast ideas. I think with the perfect amount of time and efforts consolidated with the perfect timing of my work-life balance, I guess we'd be able to make something good out of it. So currently, as a normal message to all my viewers and listeners, it's just that this channel will be revitalized. This channel will get its own kind of audience. We'll try to attract a very diversified audience with sharing different kind of backgrounds, so that whatever perspectives and whatever views we get to share on our own channel will also be holistic in its own nature. So thank you guys, have a good day, and that's how it is, and that's how my vision and mission is towards this podcast channel, and I'll try to bring it into this habit that we are sharing at least one episode every week, and most probably the days would be Saturday night or Sunday night, and that's how it will go. And not consuming much of your time, let's get back to work. Thank you, have a good day, bye bye.